QFM 96 Iconic Rock. It's Torgan Elliott. Easy Rider Rodeo, Chillicothe, September 1st. Have a big time band playing. The Dead Daisies lead singer John Corabi's joining us. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Johnny.
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to Columbus. Now, the full rodeo, Torg, is August the 30th through September the 4th. But yeah, you guys are gigging on the 1st.
Friday, September 1st.
Have you done a lot of these biker type things? I assume you've played Sturgis before, right?
Yeah, I did it. I did Sturgis with Motley Rat a couple times. And we played, the Dead Daisies played it last year, and I believe we're going back and doing it again this year.
Yeah, so, that's a different kind of biker there. My dad used to, you know, I grew up in St. Paul, and he would ride his Harley Sportster to Sturgis. That's when he told me he ran out of milk one time for Fruit Loops and used Jim Beam. It's a different type of guy there, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty crazy. I know it was funny. Like the one time that I went, and now it's funny. My wife, she was kind of addicted to that show, The Full Throttle Saloon.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Man, I want to go there. I want to go." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think so."
When you get naked chicks on bikes doing rodeo tricks, it's quite a sight.
It's not even that. Like the last couple times that I went, you know, and then I went to a bike rally with Motley. Like we just had a weekend and we went to a bike rally and we drove up with a bunch of, I just remember looking around and I saw these guys with patches, like 1% patches.
Yeah,
and I'm going,
right.
You know, it was a whole breed of other cats we were riding with in L.A. And you know, we went up to this thing and it was crazy. So we get to the festival and they had all these guys lined up. And I'm talking about dudes that were like, you know, their wrist was like, you know, the size of my waist.
Yeah, you know,
like beards and I'm like, well, these guys are huge. And, you know, so they're all sitting around with these super soakers. And, you know, these cats were, like, walking with their girlfriends or wives or whatever, walking through. And then, like, 10 dudes would just jump out with these super soakers and wet these girls, like, their shirts. And, it, you know, so it was like a wet T-shirt contest, like, the whether you wanted to be in it or not. And I'm just sitting there, I'm looking at my wife, I go, okay, you're blonde, you're attractive, you have, you know, a nice set of girls up front there. I'm pretty sure I'm not bringing you.
Good call. Good call.
I love you, but I'm not fighting any bikes.
Hey, John, were you surprised when the crew kind of wrapped it up and they signed that agreement? Because nowadays, and I know you're associated with Kiss, and I'm a huge Kiss fan, just huge. All the vinyl original, just love it. But there's some bands that say, all right, we're playing one more time, and then it becomes a, all right, well, this time we're playing one more tour. With Motley Crue, they signed everything. Are you surprised, one, they did it, and do they keep to it?
Who knows whether they'll keep to it or not? You know, time will tell. You know, let's face it, you know, Kiss retired how long ago?
Yeah, and they get me to go every time they're in town.
I spend money.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, how long ago, what, didn't Ozzy retire?
Yeah.
No more tours. And then there was, oddly enough, my wife is a huge, or, you know, was, you know, huge Scorpions fan, and I think in 2008 we were in Chicago with Rat and we did one of the last shows they were gonna do, and she was like, she just said it to me the other day, she goes, man, you know, I'm kind of disappointed, the Scorpions retired in like 2008 but they're still touring, like,
yeah,
why do bands do that? And I go, I kind of find it, like, I think anybody that truly loves what they do, I think their intentions are good, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, okay, you know what, I'm tired, I just don't want to do this anymore, mm-hmm. I'm done. And they, you know, they get into that weird headspace where it's like, all right, you know, we've been doing this forever, like, what more can we do, blah, 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 we're going to retire. And then they sit around and twiddle their thumbs and realize there's really not much on TV to watch.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
You know, it's like, you can only watch, you know, Sons of Anarchy so many times, and then you're like, I gotta go back to work.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's all, you know, and I think the intentions are good when they do it, and then it's just they realize, like, you know, I kind of dig what I was doing. I'm going to go back and do this again.
Sure.
How do I get it? You know what I mean? So who knows? I think it was, you know, Motley's has been one of those bands that's managed to stay up, you know, stay up at the top of the heap there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who knows? Well, I can't really cut the legs out from under them for if they do go back to work. You know, that's
yeah.
what they do.
Right,
yeah.
right. That's lead singer, guitarist for the Dead Daisies, John Corabi. Now, John, maybe to our listeners, all classic rock, all rock fans, let's catch everybody up, because if you're not hip to the Dead Daisies, you got Marco, he was with Thin Lizzy and Whitesnake. You, of course, Motley Crue and The Scream. Doug mm-hmm. was Whitesnake and Dio. Ozzy and
some
Billy Bryan. I mean, it's an all-star band, there's no question. And you guys were having success. The band, you know, you put everything together. And it was, but then when you did that show for the troops and you opened with We're an American Band, and then that damn thing went viral. You're hotter now than it's ever been. And it was, what, over a million views for that?
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we did the song last year. We went to South Korea. And, you know, it was so weird. We're sitting around. We're like, hey, you know, we're going over there. We're playing for the American troops, different country. Let's do a couple just, you know, those songs that they hear all the time on the radio, just so it's like a, you know, we're just bringing something from home for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we did, like, We're an American Band, and I think we did Sweet Home Alabama, and so we just, whatever. And, you know, we went over, we played, and, you know, American Band just goes over so good. And, I mean, we just got done doing South America, like Japan, you know, all these different countries, and we played that song as an encore. And it doesn't matter where you go. They know every word. They sing along, you know. So we did it on our Live and Louder album. And then our management said, hey, we did a video. We're going to put it out on Independence Day. We're like, awesome. We're an American Band. Perfect. And you're right. It, for some crazy reason, like, we put it out. And in less than 20 days, it just went bonkers. I mean, we've had over a million views in like 20 days. It was crazy.
I just read that this morning, and that's a testament to your play. It is a great, great version of it.
Yeah, and you know what? You guys, you'll understand what I'm getting ready to say. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm like, what are you guys thinking? I'm looking at some of the bands. I didn't realize it until just the last couple of years. But I said, you know, the fact that Deep Purple with Smoke on the Water, that riff.
One of the most iconic riffs ever in rock.
I mean, anybody that's ever played, I think, anything, that's like the first riff you learn on guitar. You know, and I'm like, wait, they just got in? And yeah. So then I was sitting looking at the list of the bands that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I was sitting there going, wait a minute, Grand Funk Railroad is not in the Rock and Roll Hall.
Hey, but Janet Jackson is.
Don't get him started.
You know, figure. Yep. You know, and I wound up getting into, I kind of got into a bit of an argument with someone on Facebook. And, you know, I'm not taking anything away from this band at all, but, like, they were saying, oh, Green Day got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm like, not cool.
I'm with you.
They're like, wait a minute, Green Day sold. I go, yeah, I'm not saying that they don't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But not before Grand Funk.
Not before Deep Purple, Grand Funk, Chicago, Cheap Trick. You know, Jethro Tull, yes, like all these Journey, like all these bands that have been around for years and years and years. I go, come on, man, like you can't, like Grand Funk Railroad, I don't, or Three Dog Night, there's another one.
They were just in town.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I wanted to ask you, though, the story going on right now, you can't turn on the TV without hearing something about Russia. You guys played in Russia, didn't you?
We've played in Russia several times, yeah.
How was that experience?
You know, I don't know. Mr. Putin gave me a couple letters, though, to bring to Donald, and I'm kidding. It was a total joke.
Putin showed up, no shirt.
Yeah, we went horseback riding with him.
And then wrestled a bear.
Yeah.
No, you know what, honestly, that's the one beauty about doing what we do. Like, you know, I mean, I've been to Russia, I've been to Cuba, and you know, we're so politically programmed to think, you know, that you just kind of go to these places and you're like, oh, you know, God, they're evil, they eat their young. And then you get there and you're like, wait a minute, these people are awesome. Like, yeah. You know, the fans are great. They love music just like we do. They really aspire and want a lot of just the same things. They just want to have a good life. They want to listen to music. They want to make a living. They want to, you know, pay their taxes and have some money left over at the end of the day. And I just sit there and I go, okay, this is crazy. Like, I had a blast over there. Now, mind you, I'm not dealing with politics. I'm just dealing with rock fans.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing in Cuba. Like, we went to Cuba a couple years ago and we did a couple great shows there. And, you know, just from a historical point of view, I wanted to see what the country was all about. And the fans and the people couldn't have been any cooler. And we had two amazing shows. We went before the Stones did. And it was amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So it's just a testament to the powers of music. You know what I mean? Like, how it can make people, even here in America, we're so divided. And then you sit and you look out over an audience and there's a couple thousand people there that probably on Facebook hate each other.
Yeah.
But they're just hanging out for a couple of hours, listening to music and having a good time. So it's kind of a testament to music.
We got to get you, when you're in town next, we got to get you in studio for an hour.
And we should have the station book the Dead Daisies. I'm looking at your tour for August and some iconic venues, Chicago, Detroit, St. Andrews up in Detroit, House of Blues. You got Nashville gigs. And then you're going to be here in Central Ohio
down in
Ross County on September the 1st. Maybe next spring, summer, we throw this to our promotions department, try to bring you guys in to headline a nice big outdoor venue for us.
You know, we're actually working right now. I mean, that's why we did this tour. Not to be weird, but I don't know why, like, I kind of came into the Daisies late. I've only been with the band for like 2.5 years now, but we're doing really well.
Yeah.
In every country around the world, we haven't really played America yet. And now there's like, it's starting to build, the momentum's there. So we're doing like 12 shows now. I guess we're just kind of dipping our toes in the water. Hopefully the American audience will be as receptive as the rest of the world. But we're trying to set America up so that we can come back maybe next year and just do a full blown tour. So when we come for the chilled coffee thing, we should work it out and have you guys talk to our management, and we would love to be able to, do a nice summer tour here in America and really go from ocean to ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And make some things happen.
Still working hard, you guys. Good
love
to see
it.
You, man.
John
Karabi,
thanks for coming on, man. It was awesome. Awesome talking to you.
All right, brother.
Yeah, let's mention Easy Rider Rodeo, Chillicothe, September 1st. It's a Friday. Get your tickets.
And just so you know, this is QFM 96 in Columbus. But thank you, John. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Will do.
See you. Bye.
All right, man.